Sup, everyone. Welcome back to Snacks and Chats. We have like one ton bag of fucking sour lollies on the table, which is dope.
Bloody loving it.
Loving it. I'm Lani.
I'm Ben.
I'm Lucy.
There was a real awkward like cut in talk over moment before, so we tried to do it again and it still failed.
It was what bad.
This'll do. We're doing it live. Yeah, welcome Lucy. Hi, are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for the lollies.
Sour lollies. I don't know. Thank my brother. He paid for them.
Oh, thanks, Lucy's brother. All right, so I always ask people the same question when I begin. When people ask you where you're from, what do you tell them?
Yeah, and it's such an awkward question, right?
Yeah, it's...
Because you also have to put in context who's asking me this question. Is it a nice old lady who's probably going to die soon, so there's no point in making her feel stink? Or is it someone your age who is only asking because they want to seem like they're woke, right?
Yeah.
Or is it a drunk dude outside of Rototo's? Do you know what Rototo's is? You don't know what Rototo's is. Is it a drunk dude outside of a bar asking you because he's trying to use it to pick you up? So, yeah, you have different answers for everything, right?
Yeah, I know that I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are your answers?
Oh, so, like, if it was just someone who I couldn't be bothered, like, having a back and forth with, I would just be like, I'm Chinese. That's it.
Because that's what they want to... Because you're like, I know that that's what you want to know, so I'm just going to cut to the chase.
Totally, yeah. Totally. And Chinese is such a broad Asian ethnicity. There's no more questioning except for that. Oh, I've been to China once. What part of China? You're like, fuck, I don't even really. You wouldn't know. If I said the name of the village, you wouldn't know.
Yes.
So, like, where's this conversation going? It's kind of stink because you're like, half of you is like, oh, I want people to be more aware of my culture. But half of you is like, I can't be bothered today. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe they're not the problem. I don't know.
I don't think so because I know that. Yeah, like you, I have different answers for different people. And depending on the day and the mood as well, like sometimes if I feel like trolling people, I'll just be like, yeah, I'm from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And like see what their reaction to that is.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time I can't be bothered. I'm like, yeah, I'm Samoan.
Yeah.
And my mother is from New Zealand. And that's the answer. Mm. That, like, that's what you're after. And I know that that's what you're after. Yeah.
But you know what? Like usually if they're asking... They'll ask you what you are and then you'll say you're a mix of this and a mix of that and then they'll go, oh, that's so exotic.
Oh, no.
Yuck.
Oh.
Oh, it's so gross. Once I got pulled over by a cop and he asked me, like, what ethnicity I was. I think I was, like, 17 at the time and I told him and he was like, oh, it's so exotic. Yeah, because I'm looking at your last name and it's like not a typical New Zealand last name. I was like, oh, are you going to give me a ticket or can I go? Like,
and what is a typical New Zealand last name as well, right?
Right.
I mean, like, because we're all sitting here New Zealanders. I'm Momoisea, he's Lawson. It's like, what's typical?
What is typical? Exactly.
Okay, so where were you brought up?
My dad is Chinese and my mum is a mixture of ethnicities and it's hard to explain where my mum comes from because they don't even know.
Right.
Because she grew up around the Pol Pot era and then also lived in a different part of the world. Like, they're not 100%, they don't 100% know what she is. There's guesses and stuff. But, like, how do you say that? Like, what do you say? I'm half Chinese. And what's the other half? I don't know.
Don't know.
It's like, I would like to know too. But because my mum, you know, had such a horrible childhood and she doesn't talk to her mum anymore, that's not a conversation that we have.
Right.
So, like, the guest hours, it's Cambodian, Vietnamese and Hawaiian. That's my mum's mix.
But sounds exotic.
That's all. Thank you. Thank you. So are you going to give me a ticket? But I was born and raised in New Zealand, raised with, like, a really traditional Asian culture, but went to, obviously, like, a predominantly white school.
It was in quite a small town too, right?
Yeah, so most of my teenage years was in Waihee Beach and I was pretty much the only Asian. Like I had two cousins there and they were boys and no one would pick on them because they're boys because apparently they knew karate. They didn't.
Oh, was that the actual reason?
Yeah, but they also got into fights all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like Chinese people fight dirty. Like it's not about the punching stuff. My cousin, Michael, he's a cop now, picked up a bin and just smashed it onto a guy. Like you use what's around. This isn't karate. This is common sense. Like, yeah, so, yeah, I got picked on quite a bit because I was Asian. Yeah. What are you going to do, eh?
No, and what did you do in terms of dealing with that?
I think the first moment I realized that I was different was my mom used to, and this is totally like why I love Fresh Off the Boat and Eddie Wong. So I went to school with like Asian food. I think it was like fried egg or something with some noodles. It was so good. It's like one of my favorite things to eat. And then someone was like, oh, you're eating like poo and you're eating worms and it smells like farts and all this stuff. And I was really sad. I like didn't eat that lunchtime and I like cried. And then I came home. My mom was like, oh, did you not like my cooking? You didn't eat your lunch. Oh, like I'm shook to this day at how that went down. But then, you know what? Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Do you know what fucks me off is I know exactly the people who made fun of like weird kids' foods are the people today going, oh, have you seen that place on Demian Road? It's so good. Have you heard of dumplings? Like, fuck, man, would you have eaten dumplings when you were 7 years old? No, yeah. You're exactly the people who would make fun of people eating dumplings. All I want, like, is an apology. Like, you're not the one who discovered this. I've been eating this since I was young. Like, just admit, you don't fucking know food. Oh, it makes me so mad.
It's funny because that's what Kath mentioned as well. She's like, you know what fucks me off is, like, how it's become, like, a fashionable thing now. Yeah. So you moved to Auckland eventually.
Oh, yeah. So actually I was born in Auckland.
Oh, cool.
And then my family moved down to Waihi Beach to open, like, an organic orchard food shop, kind of fruits and stuff. And then I kind of left my family. Like, I ran away from home because I couldn't handle the whole pressure of being Chinese and
like, what expectations. What do you mean by that? Like, what?
Oh, because, like, my family, like, I love my family now. I have no, you know, I don't hold any grudges with them. But because I have such a traditional family, I was expected to be a virgin. I was going to be a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, all that stuff.
That's very similar for accountant. Islanders.
Yeah, exactly. Like. You know, they leave their countries to let us have a better life. But isn't the whole point is to have a happy, like, isn't a better life being happy? It's not all about making money. And my parents are totally cool now. Like, it's fine. But I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was young. I was a little shit. Like, I was like a gross, like, spoiled slut. Like, that's just straight up what it was. And I ran away from them and I didn't live with them after I was 16. And I basically went overseas for a couple of years and came back and started studying in Auckland.
Where did you go?
I went to Unitech and I studied. I had a boyfriend. I moved to Auckland and then a few months I had like a boyfriend who was an actor.
Oh, actor.
An actor, a thespian. And, and then what did I do? Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe I can write. Like, learn how to write. So, yeah, I went to Unitech and did, like, the directing and writing course there. And then, yeah, worked for a bit.
When you came, I guess, from being in such a small town for, like, your, I guess, formative teenage years or whatever, when you came back to Auckland, which obviously has, like, a way bigger Asian and Chinese community, did you find that made any difference to your outlook or to, like, the way you saw yourself or lived your life?
Yeah, well, because I've got quite a lot of Asian cousins. So I grew up with, like, mostly Kiwi Asians my age who are my family. So I'd see them, like, at least once or twice a month, like, heaps of, because my grandpa lived with us and that meant they always came to us. And because we lived near the beach, they were like, oh, yeah, this is good. So it wasn't, like, a culture shock or anything to see so many Asians because I'm so used to being around them. And I'd come up to Auckland quite often anyway, at least a couple of times a month. So, no, I don't know. Like,
so it wasn't like this great, like,
No, it wasn't. Because I think most, you know, a lot of Kiwi Asians or Kiwi anything growing up in New Zealand, you kind of wish you were white for a bit. So you kind of remove yourself away from the great Asian culture that we have because you want to associate yourself with, you want to blend in.
Yeah.
No one even wants to really stand out in that situation. So, yeah, you kind of just ignore it, I think. Yeah. Is that the answer to the question? I think
it is. If that's the answer.
So I think it was never like a shock. For me, the shock was actually like being in China.
Right.
Like that was like the whole, damn, it's all Asians here. Like there's no escape. There's all, like, oh, yeah.
When did you go to China?
We used to go to China once a year.
Oh, okay.
And that was good. But when you get older, you start realizing, damn, there's a lot of Asians here. So I don't know. It feels like, yeah, all my answers are like everything came up gradually. I've never felt really kind of shocked by stuff. It always feels like, yeah, it gradually happens and it's a moment in your life where you go, where you're in a different mind space where you're like actually thinking about what's going on, you actually care about the world other than yourself, that's maybe when it becomes an actual thought process.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's just as you go through life, you learn and you evolve and you grow, that sort of thing.
Yeah, totally. I feel like movies have tricked you into thinking there's a turning moment.
Mm.
There's like a moment where you're just one day like, no, I'm going to change my ways and do a 180. That's not real growth. Growth is building upon your mistakes and kind of forgiving yourself slowly for the mistakes that you've made and becoming a better person. There is no one straight away like, I did this shitty thing yesterday and now tomorrow I'm the best person in the world. I don't think that works. Movies have really fucked people up and thinking that kind of stuff.
With the language, you can speak fluent, right?
I can speak almost fluent Cantonese. It is hard. I have probably the vocabulary level of like a 9-year-old, 10-year-old. I don't have very many like Cantonese speaking people, but if I want to talk about someone behind their back and my friend is Cantonese, I can do that.
Yeah, that's handy. Personally, because I've never been able to speak Samoan, and I've always kind of fantasized about if I only had the language, then I would be like more in touch with who I am or whatever. Do you think that having the language...
It sounds dumb to say it this way, but being able to speak Cantonese has opened up a whole new world that I've always known. But I have cousins who have kids who can't speak it and they miss out on so much. So obviously when I go to Yamcha with all my white friends and non-white friends, just like all my friends who aren't Asian, I'm always the one who talks to the person giving food. Even though nowadays, depending on what Yamcha you go to, they can all speak English. But it is nice to be able to help my friends and tell them like, because they're like, they just want dumplings. They don't realize just dumplings is not... It's not food. There's so many different types of dumplings, right?
Yeah.
We just want dumplings. I'm like, okay, do you want dumplings that are steamed or fried? Do you want vegetarian or do you want meat? Do you want rice paper or do you want egg, like kind of like pastry? And I just want what they do at Barilla. Like, oh, so you want shit dumplings? You can go somewhere else. But yeah, speaking Cantonese is awesome. And I can still talk to my aunties because they speak fluent Cantonese. I can't imagine like my life not having been able to converse with them.
Yeah.
And only speaking English, which I think the more you're established in a country, you'd probably lose it more. It's hard to keep up, especially if you're sending your kids to a fully white school. And I can't read or write Chinese, so that makes it even harder. I'm not a smart Chinese person. I'm a smart English speaking person.
All right, so tell me about when you came to Auckland to study. You said you wanted to write.
So my boyfriend was like, oh, why don't you just study? And I was like, oh, what am I going to study? Because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And because in my small town school, working as an actor or doing theatre or even anything in the media is not going to happen. We didn't have a drama school or anything. So I didn't realise it was a possibility that you could actually make a career out of this looking the way that I look or being the way I am. And yeah, I just tried. And I did really well. Like UniTech really helped me become a person, like a human, fully realized human being. A lot of my tutors were feminists.
Cool.
And they were just, oh, they're like amazing, hardworking women who kind of instilled that. And already, like I come from a really hardworking family, but to be realizing you're allowed to be proud of the fact that you're a woman was awesome, coming to that realization. And kind of just wrote and directed a bit. It was cool.
What did you want to become?
While I was studying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I know all, like, the boys who did directing were like, I want to be the next Quentin Tarantino and all this stuff. And you're like, ugh. I kind of just wanted to entertain. Like, I love entertaining people. Not for the attention. The last thing I'd want to be is famous. This is why I don't get along with people who are actors, usually. I find it so weird that you'd want to be famous. So I got along a lot really well with the theatre actors because they were more like so wacky about the art.
Yeah.
They did like the live performance and that's less about the fame and more the reaction. Same, I'd say, like with a comedian, people who do stand up, the rush that they get from the audience interaction was cool. And so my version of that would be like writing a story. Maybe it's like a short film or whatever. And then someone actually feeling something, walking away from it. Not necessarily learning something, but being entertained. I think it's really important to be amused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of like when you made that meme out of me. It was like, oh, yeah.
Always. Honestly, oh, yeah. I spend so much time making memes and I love making Who Has Been Lawson memes. I don't know why.
You're quite good at it.
Oh, thanks. I totally forgot to introduce you as the creator of Who Has Been Lawson. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the OG is Court Evans.
Shout outs.
But to perpetuate the joke, it was great. Everyone was in on it. But you know, the best part is like, because Courtney had bumped up this thread of asking who Ben Lawson was, and I read this thread. I was like, this is amazing. So I was just like, whatever. Who is Ben Lawson? And I got so many DMs going, oh, Ben Lawson is Bex Lawson's brother. Oh, he goes out with Catherine. What did he do? Like, he's a really nice guy. And I was just like, oh, my God. Honestly, everyone was really nice.
It was a very niche, like, thing. I feel like when it first began, only, like, 5 people knew what that was referring to anyway.
But then I made a video where it was Jaquan Tipsy. Your name is Jay Year. Like, this is funny. And then
well done.
If anyone thank you. If anyone can remember the music video, Jaquan is getting ready to he's wearing backwards jeans and he's getting ready to go like have this party at his parents' house. And people were sending texts and they old like kind of sidekick phones and I photoshopped, not like photoshopped, shittily put on who was Ben Lawson. And oh, because one of the answer that you'd given Courtney was just a guy does music.
Yeah, I never thought that would come back and bite me in the ass quite like it did. Yeah.
And so this video, in this video, these people are texting, who has Ben Lawson? And the reply is just a guy. And the girl's like smiling. Oh, you have to look at it. I'm gonna pin it to my Twitter.
So how does this relate to you?
oh, because of writing. Yeah. Why did I decide to do what I wanted to do? I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I thought I could be interesting and funny, but not be myself.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. You want to. It's important to entertain and it's important to be amused.
Yeah.
And why is it important to be amused?
Yeah, okay, so my tutor, Athena, let's put it in a really good way, is, okay, maybe if there's a plane, the world is exploding and there's a spaceship take us to another planet, would your job be important? No, I wouldn't need to exist. But with all these doctors and lawyers and accountants and firemen and stuff doing all this work, how are they going to mentally remove themselves out of that stressful day at the end of the day? They want to be entertained. They want to stop thinking, watch some TV, laugh, forget that real life sucks. And you got to do that by entertaining people. But they need writers and directors and actors and stuff. So that's why it's important.
That's cool because in the other one, when we talked to Nate from IFM, he also raises that point because people had talked to him about, you know, you need to be more representative of the PI community, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, but it's also important to entertain people. It's also important to make people feel good.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like most of my, like, jokes with my friends, in jokes, but they're also references to a lot of pop culture. Like, everyone has that guy in the office that does the Borat my wife. Like, and you know what? It's funny. Like, it's fucking funny. And everyone laughs because why? We all saw this movie and we all got a little bit closer together. So that's why it's important. I'm sure every group has, like, a movie or TV reference that they do.
Mine's Precious.
Is it actually? Oh my God, it's so serious.
I haven't even seen that.
I saw some of it. It's so heavy. I watched 10 minutes.
It's,
I was like,
so it's so dark.
What's your movie reference and joke that you like to use?
I think most of my stuff probably comes from The Office or Alan Partridge.
Oh, see, I don't know. I haven't ever seen either of those.
You're missing out.
I know. Here I am. But I have other references to go off. Wayne's World 2, the second movie, and a lot of, like, rant, I know, right?
Is that when the one where they organised the concert?
Yeah. Wainstock. It's called Wainstock.
Is that the one with the little pill?
Yellow. We put the cyanide pill under the tongue like so. No, trust me. I will spend all day, like, quoting this movie. That, and then, I don't know, random, like, Saturday Night Live skits, maybe? I'm not sure. It's mostly stuff that you grew up, like, I like to quote, like, Mulan quite a bit. It's so good.
Yeah, I quote, like, Home Alone quite a bit as well.
See, I can't remember the movie.
Like, I've probably seen it 25
times. Our pop culture references are quite, like, off. Like, you're going this way and I'm going this way.
Yeah, and that's fine.
But when will we ever both talk to each other in a conversation and have a
bloody good laugh?
Have a good laugh about the same pop culture reference? Maybe we won't.
We haven't yet, so.
No, I'll look forward to that one day. What about you, apart from Precious? What other things do you like to laugh about?
Oh, heaps, but I actually can't think of.
Tell us.
You like making fun of people, right?
Yeah, I love making fun of people.
Oh, so mean.
fuck, I feel like I'm quite dark and super, like,
my. Oh, you do that and then she died one.
Yeah, like every, like.
Well, what's that one?
Every joke of mine just ends with, like, and then she died or something.
God, that's so heavy.
And then I'll be like dying laughing at my own jokes because yeah. I'm the only person who laughs at my jokes and yeah, no one.
I reckon slapstick's quite good as well.
Like, you like slapstick?
Yeah, I went and saw Billy Elliot. And the kid or whatever, Billy, fell up the stairs and I was crying for like 4 minutes.
I think because my ex-boyfriend loved when people got hurt in jokes. Like he really loved Jackass. And I quite like it too. But he'd watch like a comedy and someone would fall over and he would just cry laughing. And I was like, why? The hurt. And Hopper was so funny. And I was like, but if there was a lady that fell over in front of him in real life, he's the first person to help them up. Like it's such a contrast, eh? It's not funny in real life. If someone falls over in real life, it's not funny.
I laugh.
You do?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I never do. I'm always straight away like.
Actually, the thing I'm still laughing about like 10 years later is when people used to do rap battles. Terrible New Zealand rap battles that I know like.
Like actually, like people who are serious.
Yeah. And I remember like lines and shit that I'll bring up and still like reference to this day and no one has any idea what I'm talking about.
Or if you're like in real life and you hear someone say something and it just sticks with you and you start repeating it that way.
Yes. And we do a lot of that.
And there's no reference. The only person who would get it is one person.
Yeah, no.
Memes. There's memes as well. Like, I think Shay and Shalina randomly were talking about something on Twitter, and then someone goes, I smell like beef. And I was like,
That's it.
And then I spent a month like repeating it again and again and sending it to my coworkers, like, hey guys, I've just posted up a new video. Can you guys check it out? Like, yeah. And then you'll link like a meme. I smell like beef. I smell like beef. Oh my God. I say it to my sister all the time. She still doesn't get it. I love it. Oh, it's so good. She's like, why are you saying that?
Yeah.
It's good, like, explaining memes.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it makes so much sense, right? So it's this little girl, and she's like, keeps saying, I smell like beef. And it's so funny.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it totally works. Yeah, that should be a podcast. People just, you like just explain a meme. For a good, like, half hour.
That could be our next thing.
Okay, so if people were to ask you now, then, like, what do you do? What do you tell them?
Yeah. So I just say I work at a television company, a creative producer there. So I create promos to advertise TV shows. So I write the copy and I direct the voice artist and I cut it together and stuff like that. And also lately I've been doing, like I draw as well, been drawing for a couple of years. So I'll draw stuff for like the wireless mostly. They're the only ones who will pay me. And yeah, just random like pictures to accompany proper articles that actual writers have written, that people who have skills and talent like do. And I've been doing these videos randomly for the wireless as well, where I go to places and I don't know what I'm doing there. I shouldn't be in front of the camera. I think that's the joke. No, like actually, like I think like the best kind of presenter is someone who's good looking, knowledgeable, can speak properly and isn't socially awkward. I'm like completely opposite of all those. They keep paying me, so keep doing it.
And they're the most popular things, right? They're the most popular
videos. Well, the most viewed videos for the wireless anyway, for now. Yeah. And I get to work with an old friend of mine, so it's great. I love it.
And you have directed music videos before too, right?
Oh, yeah. So I went through a phase where I thought I could support myself directing music videos. And you can't. No one can. Anyone who says they can is lying to you. So I did, I directed a few music videos and I used to go on tour with bands and kind of shoot behind the scene videos back in my naughty phase. No, we won't talk about that. But yeah, I've done a little bit of lots of stuff because if you're trying to pay the rent, you have to say yes to everything. Yeah, I'd even pick up jobs like, oh, we need someone to do data entry in our office. Do you know how to use Excel? Yeah, I fucking know how to use Excel. And then the night before, I would just YouTube how to use Excel.
It's not actually that hard.
It's not that hard.
I didn't retain any information.
Oh, it's just crazy. So yeah, you should just say yes to everything
and then Google it.
Because even at my job, if I don't know how to do something, I just Google it.
That would be the most, like, I would ask Dave how to do something on the computer and he'd tell me to Google it, which was so fucking annoying, but probably also the right answer.
Yeah, it's like feed a man, because give a man a fish and he'll feed himself. Yeah. Give a girl a google.co.nz link and she'll learn herself a life.
And now I'm a real asshole and just do that to other people as
Google
well.
It. I say that stuff.
Have you ever done any comedy work, like any stand-up?
No, I don't do stand-up. I'm not brave enough to do stand-up, so I never will. Leave that to the experts.
You could Google it.
I could Google it. Yeah. How to be a comedian. Oh, God, I can just imagine the shit that would come up. Yeah. But no, I'm not a comedian. I don't know what I am. I kind of just do a little bit of everything. I kind of just direct people to my Twitter. And if they like it, they like it. If they don't talk to me ever again.
I question the person who doesn't like your Twitter, though. That would be...
Heaps.
Really?
Heaps of people
don't
like my
Twitter. Yeah, I feel like you'd have a lot of haters.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like I was saying to my friend today, I don't care if someone I don't know doesn't like me. That has no effect on me whatsoever. But if it's someone that I... do know, it's kind of like, oh, stink.
Well, then it's personal. Yeah. Well, if they've like spent time around you and don't like you, then... But my thought on that is that they're not cool people then. Like if someone decides that they don't like me, I'm like, oh, well,
Then you're not cool.
You can't be that cool if you
right?
Like, come on, what the fuck?
Exactly, right? It's interesting because like people who don't like me only know me from the internet.
Right.
I'm sure there are people that I know in real life who don't like me very much, but they still say hi to me, so joke's on them. You have to talk to me. But generally, I won't make enemies in real life. I don't think I'm aggressive. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm like, I'll say stupid shit that people are like, ooh, I don't like her vibe, which is all good. I respect that. If someone can come up to me and tell me, like, they don't like me, give you your props.
Oh, yeah.
But
no one's going to do that.
No one does that.
Ben likes to make people feel awkward.
What do you do?
That's his thing.
Do I?
You like
what
the
do?
That's he's Come trying on. To do it now.
A little bit.
No, I feel like
I enjoy it.
You've never done it to me though, have you? I know you're trying to do it now, but it's not working. Like, because you're.
Well,
like,
I'm an awkward person socially.
See, I don't see that. I don't think you're awkward. I think you're just, like, nice. I think because you're actually genuinely nice.
Be nice, don't I?
It comes through. So your awkwardness, you're usually always smiling, but not in a creepy, sinister way, like a genuine smile way. So you're super nice. So that's why everyone who DM'd me was like, oh, but he's so nice. What did he do? What's wrong? Like, what's wrong? Yeah. So I think no matter what you do, you're always going to be super nice and likable, right? But with Lani, here's a different story. Because you're so tall and pretty and you have, like, a very cool demeanor. It's quite scary and it's very easy to not like you. Never for me, but I can imagine with other people who it's envy. Like, people would not like you because just 100% they're jealous.
I've had that. Like, I've had people my whole life being like, I thought you were such a bitch. And then I talk to you and you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like,
what would you tell
me? But like people, they feel like they need to absolve themselves of their sins or something, you know? Like
That's so true. They
must tell me that they didn't like me. And I'm like, I don't, why?
It's almost like you've earned my likeness.
And I would have never like known. No. It's fine. Yeah.
It's interesting that that's what you get. People actually do tell you.
Yeah, people tell me. They're like,
wow.
And I do like, you know, the chronic bitch face thing, like I do just like,
yeah, I was gonna say that
that's like my face. I'm like I can be real happy and people will be like, what's wrong?
And this is why I think Twitter has been so good, because I know you from Twitter first and you've always been really funny and interesting, so I know that that's you.
Yeah,
that's what you're like. So when I met you, you were tall and like quite intimidating. But I was never like, oh, she doesn't like, oh, maybe she doesn't like me, you know, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So that was never an issue for me. But I've met people who have been like, oh, do you know Lani? And I was like, yeah, I know Leilani. Why? Like, what? Why? And then they'll be like, oh, she's quite intimidating.
But also, it's because we all think we're awkward, right? Like, you think you're, because I think I'm like super awkward in social situations too.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, people probably think I'm not talking to them because I'm a snob.
Right.
My head's like going, in my mind, I'm like, what do I say? Like, I need to think of like something cool to say, or are they going to think I'm stupid? You know, And then so I just end up not saying anything. Do you follow Ethan on Twitter, Cutty Mix? He had like some real funny tweets about people being nerds or being awkward is like a new cool or something. Yeah, it's like everyone wants to be awkward now.
We've been talking about being awkward for like 10 minutes. Shame.
when you talked about your in uni your feminist tutors and stuff. Mm. How has that attitude armed you, or, you know, how has that helped you in the real world?
It's such a, well, we say this seemingly like every industry, such a dominated industry, male-dominated industry. You really have to fight to get taken seriously or noticed. Mm-hmm. It's such a double-edged sword because you're either going to come off as a bitch or assertive, depending on the person. So my whole thing was like these women who actually worked in the industry in the most sexist era, which is what, the 60s, the 70s. So sexist. They opened gates for us to get through, which is really important. But we always forget it's really hard for them. It's hard now, but back then it was so much harder. So I think when you remember that and all the shit that you go through, you remember to just keep a level head, because if they could do it, then you can do it as well, which will open a bigger gate for more people to come through. I don't think you should go into every situation going, oh yeah, feminism is solved. I've not gotten jobs because I'm a girl. Here's an example. That band Slaughterhouse with Royce 5'9", that guy, yeah. So I was hired by the promoters to film the event. I had an all access pass and everything. And I had an assistant with me. And the manager came up to me and he was like, who are you? And I was like, oh, I'm just the camera person. I'm filming this event. And he goes, you can't be here. You don't have clearance. And I was like, I do have clearance. I have an all access pass. And he was like, you don't have clearance with me. And I was like, I have clearance with the promoter and everyone else. I'm fine. And he goes, how do I know that you're not just a groupie? Would he fucking have said that to a boy? No.
No.
So I could have just screamed at him. Yeah. I got emotional and upset. But I didn't. Kept my cool. I was just like, I'm not a groupie. I wouldn't be a groupie if I want, like, you know, if I had the opportunity. I'm here to do my job.
Mm.
Mm.
And then he was like, you don't have clearance, so you need to get out. And so he kicked me out of the section, but I kept doing my job. And he kept coming to me, kept touching the camera. I don't care what, like problems you have, don't touch the camera. And yeah, he just kept bugging me and annoying me. And me doing that at the same time as guys trying to fill me up while you're in the crowd and doing my job, like, you know, would this happen to a dude? I'm pretty sure you wouldn't.
Nope. I don't imagine people would be filling up dudes as they had to film. Yeah, you can't get a much more of a fucking example of sexism than that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, you either go about it several ways. The last thing I want to do is someone to go, oh, she did a shit job because she's a girl. Because I have to be aware of the fact that later the other girls are the one going to have to do this.
Yeah.
And they might not get hired because I'm the one that got emotional and ruined it for other girls. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that is so shit.
It is shit.
That is so shit that you have to... That you have to get a, you're being accused of being a groupie and you're getting groped.
Mm.
And you have to be like, yep.
Yep, exactly. Cool. And so,
still do your, and still be expected to.
Yeah, because, and feel like you can't. Yeah. And feel like you feel like can't do anything. Yeah.
But then the people before me fought enough that I could do that job anyway to begin with. Because imagine if the woman before me hadn't done anything and didn't, you know, grit their teeth and fight their way through this whole bullshit. So someone like me, as a woman, can even get a credit card, can even go hire equipment, be trusted with a camera, you know? It's them being strong and just constantly, like, pushing through, and the result is the product. Like, then people will be like, oh, this was made by a girl. Oh, maybe girls can do this too. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's such a tricky... This is the thing. When people tweet about feminism, 140 characters is not enough. To get your point across. You're not going to change the world in 140 characters. This is a conversation with so many different facets that you can't just rely on one sentence to do for you.
And it's really complex too.
It's very complex,
I mean, I don't know what would have happened to you if you did make a complaint, if that would have...
Exactly.
What that might have done for your career as well, you know? Like it sucks that I guess women have to make so many compromises just to do... what guys can do so easily.
Yeah, it is constantly compromise. Like, it fucks me off that we still, to this day, don't have complete equal rights. But what can you do? Slowly? And I just do what I can and just prove that my work is as good as anyone else's work. Yet I'm the one that has to go through all that shit. It's how do you push that through?
Yeah, and I guess if there were more women, like, around... I don't know, in those situations, maybe that type of thing wouldn't happen. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Because that was, what if the manager was a woman? I know she wouldn't have, no, I don't know, but I'm assuming she wouldn't have treated me like that. When I see another girl or a woman in my industry, I go out of my way to support her because I know that it's going to be fucking hard. So maybe that's it. Maybe women just need to more support each other more, which we do, I think.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't. There's always that stereotype of, I don't know where the stereotype comes from, I'm guessing men, of like women being bitchy or whatever, like against each other. But I've personally never experienced that. That doesn't mean to say that it doesn't exist. No. But yeah.
But generally you choose the people you hang out with. So I'm not going to hang out with someone who is gross and negative. Yeah, what was my point? I don't know.
It's hard.
It is hard.
But life is hard, I guess.
Yeah, life is hard. Life is hard.
And then we die.
And then we die. Then she died. My wife.